Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Good news from the surface of the moon. U.S. firm Firefly scores its first moon landing with Blue Ghost spacecraft. This is Hotel Mars. I'm John Batchelor, and my colleague and co-pilot, David Livingston, Dr. Space of the Space Show, is here. And we're very pleased to report on one, an imminent two, and eventually three private landings on the moon. Once upon a time, this was big space only. And now we welcome Doug Messier, our colleague, douglasmmessier.substack.com, is here to help us understand the scale of this success. Doug, a very good evening to you. Blue Ghost is on the moon. I'm presuming they didn't hold their breath, but this was a spectacular achievement. How do they do it, or what do they get for it? Good evening to you, Doug.
Good evening. Thanks for having me. So this was Firefly Aerospace. It's a company out of Texas, and they received some money from NASA under a Commercial Lunar Payload Services program to deliver payloads to the moon for NASA and other scientific organizations. They landed, first attempt to land, they nailed the landing on Sunday morning, about 3:30 in the morning, and they delivered 10 instruments to the moon from NASA from private organizations, including Montana State University and the Italian Space Agency was participating in one of the payloads. So this is a precursor to the Artemis landings that are scheduled with people later in this decade. So they're measuring the lunar environment in many different ways and trying to prepare for people to go back to the moon probably around the end of the decade. So that's what they're doing. And it was the first fully complete successful landing under this CLIPS program that NASA is running. There was a landing last year by Intuitive Machines that they kind of landed on their side, and it was successful, but they lost a couple of legs, and some of the science they wanted to do was limited. So it was a big step for NASA's program and a big confidence booster as they move forward with other landings.
David, you have a question for Doug.
Doug, do you know if NASA helped Firefly in building and designing and controlling the lander, or was it all Firefly 100%?
I think NASA may have provided some help during the development, but this was done by Firefly themselves. And if you watched any of the coverage, they're pretty young people. Most of them are fairly young and new. Relatively new in the industry. So it kind of reminded me of Apollo, because there are a lot of fairly young engineers that were intimately involved in Apollo and landing been on the moon at that time. So so it's good looking forward. It's good to see the relatively young guys and women getting involved in this.
More news from the moon. Intuitive Machines Athena lander. This is not the one that landed on its side. Launches for the moon, and it is expected tomorrow, I believe, in East Coast time. Is that correct, Doug?
Yeah, it's scheduled for 12:32 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time tomorrow. And that's a really exciting mission. You've got the Athena lander, but it's also carrying a lot of really interesting payloads. There's Intuitive Machines built in a micro nova. It's called a Gracehopper, so it's propulsively handled, and it's going to jump around the moon. It'll take off and then land in a different place. It's going to measure conditions in permanently shadowed craters that may contain ice that would be useful for future exploration by people. You need water, use it for water and also fuel. And it's got several lunar rovers. There's a lunar outpost has a lunar rover that's going to rove across the surface, and they're going to collect a sample and sell it to NASA. Be a small kind of symbolic purchase of lunar material. You've got there's a small rover that's going to be on top of that rover that's going to take temperature readings there and kind of measure conditions at the top as the rover goes along. And then you've got a very small Japanese rover called Eo Oki, and that was developed by a Japanese company. And then you've got other things that are going on.
David, you have a question.
Doug, is it the same kind of rover that landed on its side, or did Intuitive Machines do something pretty dramatic to change what they did last year?
Yeah, I think they had some software issues with how the rover came down. So they analyzed those, and hopefully if they solve that problem, they should be able to land safely. And they're landing near the south pole of the moon, which is an area that people are looking to settle and explore, because it may have significant amount of water. And every ounce of water you don't have to bring from Earth and is a payload. Water is pretty heavy, so you want to be able to use in situ resources as much as you can.
One more. Japan's Space Eye second moon landing on June 6th. This one is called, what's it got, a cute name, iSpace Resilience for a moon landing. And what is its gift?
Okay, so Resilience is done by a company called iSpace. And iSpace, a couple years ago, tried to land on the moon, and they ended up crashing their spacecraft. And they're giving it another try. It's scheduled to land on June 5th. And so you have the Resilience lander, and you also have a tenacious micro rover that's going to be using an HD camera, and they're going to take images and video of the surface as they rove, and also collect a lunar regolith using a shovel. And relay all that data to back to Earth. And iSpace is an interesting company. It started it was a competitor in the lunar Google Lunar X Prize that was supposed to land a private rover on the moon. That prize was never claimed, but the group called Team Hakuto became iSpace and actually went public on the Japanese stock exchange, and they're continuing to explore the moon on a private basis. So they're carrying a bunch of payloads. They're looking at water electrolyzer equipment that would produce oxygen and hydrogen from the lunar surface. There's a number of other experiments on that, and they're taking an interesting orbit. They kind of gradually went to the moon and went way past the moon, and in a few months they're going to enter orbit and attempt a landing.
David, you have a question. We have a couple of minutes.
Doug, is there any overlapping of these rovers where they might be sort of duplicating or coming in contact with the work of some of the other rovers, or are they totally separate?
They're totally separate. They're exploring different parts of the moon, and the Athena one is headed for the South Pole, but they're not close to each other, if that's what you're asking.
And Doug, finally, JPL was threatened by the recent Eaton fire. You tell me you know people who lost houses for the JPL. They're human beings who live at JPL, and they have houses. Is that correct, Doug?
Yes, the JPL was very close to the Eaton fire, which ripped through Altadena and I think parts of surrounding communities. I know a good friend of mine lost his house. He was on a cul-de-sac with 14 houses. Two survived. His was not one of them. He told me about a month ago there were 217 people from JPL that lost their houses in that area. And the lab was closed for a good period of time as the fire came pretty close to JPL, but did not damage it significantly. So it's a terrible thing. My friend on that cul-de-sac where he lived, there were two houses that survived. And I talked to the owner of one of them. She told me about a month ago that it could take 3 to 6 months to get back into that house.
Right.
Because that whole area is pretty toxic.
Doug Messier at Douglas M. Messier, Substack. David Livingston, Dr. Space, Hotel Mars.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.